coach for Belleville, Coach Grady Rowe. We entered his eighth year as the Belleville head coach. He's led the Brahmas to a 67-23 record, and his overall record stands at 118-52. Belleville finished second in district play and again went deep in the playoffs, losing to Salado 13-10. I hate to remind you about that. I didn't write that. Just so you know. 13-10 in Region 3 semifinals. Realignment has brought the Brahmas back to familiar surroundings as they will compete in District 12 4A Division 2 with Royal, Caldwell, Giddings, LaGrange, and Smithville. Texas football believes they should win the district. No pressure, Coach Rome. Come on.
I've already been warned not to scream into this. I tend to be a loud person, most of you kind of know that. But I've already been warned about the microphone. I tend to get in and be really loud. So my wife's already warned me about that. So I'm going to try not to do that. Thank you for the opportunity to come here. I appreciate Mr. Young putting this together and the Booster Clubs. I do want a special shout out to JD and Heather Higginbotham over here. Booster Club president is JD, and then his wife really runs it all. But appreciate them. It's been a really busy July, and then August coming up for our Booster Club, and just want to make sure that let them know that how much we appreciate them and all their effort that they do. So thank you, JD and Heather. I appreciate y'all. And then I want to introduce my wife real quick. My wife over here is Jennifer, and 23 years. I want to tell you this: 23 years, she's missed one game. One game, zero as a head coach. Now, we won't talk about that one game she's missed because it was a heck of a football game. But appreciate her support, and I'll probably get in trouble for that. But obviously, live in a great community, great support, have an awesome school board, and everybody around can thank us for the turf that we got started. But awesome school board, and then superintendent, Mike Coker, who's a former athletic director, excuse me, and coach, and knows the importance of athletics. So in a great place, and really blessed to be in Belleville, America. As Coach Gillis said, eighth year in Belleville. It's hard to believe that it's been that long, but we've had a good run, and it's because we have an awesome community and kids that they don't know any better. I'm asked all the time about our kids, and our kids don't know any better but to work and to work hard. So that's a good thing. 2017 was a tough football season, and I say that, and a lot of schools would say, man, a tough football season, you went three rounds deep. But it was. We started off 0-4, and I guess you get a bigger cake when you beat us. I didn't notice that over there. Coach Gillis asked me about that bigger cake, and I said, well, when you come over to our place and you beat us that bad, you get the bigger cake. So that's what it is. But rough season, and then our kids kind of got it together, and we're able to have a run, district runner-up, and a special year for us. My wife and I personally, as our son graduated and played, but it was a really good run, and really enjoyed that. But this year coming up, we have 16 returning lettermen. We'll have only four on offense compared to two last year, so that's a little bit of an upgrade. And then five on defense compared to what we had last year. We had seven. But some of our leaders and returners that I'm mentioning, the guys that really had a great, great summer. Not only are they returning lettermen, but they had a great summer where they missed none or very, very few days. Grayson Mays, who will be a junior, is one. He's a preseason defensive MVP and kind of Mr. Everything for us. He'll see both sides of the ball this year. Kevin Black, who missed a few games early last year, but he's a linebacker for us, and he'll see a little bit of action on both sides of the ball. Carson Williamson, our center. Mitchell Higginbotham, play a little bit of everything for us in the secondary and a little bit of wide receiver. Trayvon Green, who's a 10th grader. Harrison Holcomb, who's a senior. James Wiley's a senior, and Zanane Martinez. Those guys have had great summers, and I mention them because they hardly ever miss this summer. And then we have some newcomers that are going to really have to step it up. I often ask, what are your strengths? Well, our strengths with this coming bunch is they believe that they can win. That's all they know is to win, and they believe in each other. I think we have some great leaders, and our team chemistry is going to be better this year than what it was last year because of those leaders. I think our running backs, we have a stable of running backs, so I think our running backs are going to be a little bit of a strength force. And then our offensive line, we'll be much improved there with the offensive line, and maybe back to that 3 yards and a cloud of dust, which so many people in the stands don't like, but they like the W's. So it might be back to that. You know, not one like to call them weaknesses, but an area of concern that we may have is number one is quarterback. Who's going to play quarterback for us? Well, that's been the question for 8 years now. Haven't had a back-to-back starting quarterback yet. Poor planning, yeah, maybe. But 1 year we did have one, and he broke his foot early on. So this is 8 years in a row we'll have a different starting quarterback. But that will change because all these are young guys that will be back. Jake Harris was a leader on our JV last year, and probably if we started today, Jake would be our starter. We also have Tyler Dawson. We have Trayvon Green, who has worked there a little bit this year. And then we hope not to use Grayson Mays there. Grayson's kind of, like I said, our do-it-all guy. We hope to put him a tight end and use his big frame to block and catch a few passes. So, and then on defense. Defense is a little bit of concern because we lost so many key players there. All-state guys up front and at linebacker. So, we have some things to tackle, but everybody does. We seem to figure it out every year, and we'll do it. I have an awesome staff that most of us have been together for most of those 8 years. And our chemistry's great, and we enjoy coming to work every single day. As Coach Gillis mentioned, we've changed with realignment, and it actually makes sense, which is why I didn't think we would be back with the group we're with. If you know the UIL, we've been traveling in a different direction. And now we get to go with a group of teams that kind of makes sense. But that's back, like Coach Gillis mentioned, at Smithfield, Giddings, Caldwell, LaGrange, Royal, and us. And it'll be nice to have some closer schools to us. But we open up with Madisonville, who won our district last year. Then we play Bay City, Stafford, and then we get to come to see Coach Mobley over here. So on the turf. So we look forward to another great year, and then we'll see Sweeney before we start district play. So we look forward to another great year. We've got some great kids and great community that we're in, and we look forward to that, and we look forward to starting the season. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Rowe.